What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
You owe it to yourself to test these Facebook audiences first for your ads, especially if you're doing DIY ads. Now, let me give you a disclaimer. Though I will give you these audiences in order, they are not guaranteed to perform for you the best in that order. You have to test. I am a Facebook ads manager. I test for my clients. Test for yourself. If you don't test, you could just be one audience switch away from having significantly lower lead costs or even significantly higher return on ad spend, as in you give Facebook a dollar and it gives you back $2 in sales, or maybe you test a different audience and you give Facebook a dollar and it gives you back $6 in sell. You need to test. So before I share those audiences with you, hi, my name is Quajo. I am the new host. And if you want to know where the former host of this podcast went, you can head down to the show notes below. There's two episodes down there. One is where Rick talks about his new venture. It is really cool. And the second one is where Rick interviews me and shares more about why he chose me as the new host to continue delivering the same value you would expect, i.e. tips and tricks and strategies and sometimes behind the scenes and Facebook ads knowledge about, well, online business courses and online memberships so that you can scale from low figures up to high six figures. Did I say low figures? I meant low six figures, like up to high six figures, $900,000 a year. And I say that because people just throw around a million, and I really am trying to help you, the course creator, who is low six figures and wants to just scale up to high six figures. And maybe you're like me, mindset wise, where it's like a million sounds so big, but 900,000 a year in gross annual revenue? Yeah, we could do that. So let's get into the episode, the audiences that you want to test in this order. Now, the order that you're going to decide is the order of value to your business. In other words, ergo, which one of those is correct? Can you like DM me and tell me, please? I like to get DMs on my Instagram account. If you're not watching on the YouTube channel, there's a link in the descriptions below. But the core audiences or custom audiences, if you want to speak Facebook or Meta speak, because they're called custom audiences inside of your Facebook ad manager, the custom audiences that are most valuable to your business, well, you have to decide that. If you sell stuff and you have a good amount of customers already, let's say over 150, approaching 200, great. Then that is the most valuable audience that you want to use in Facebook ads. And I'll explain what that means in a moment, because you're going to be using them in a very specific way. Now, let's say you don't have a bunch of customers yet. However, because maybe you have a high ticket program, you know, you don't have 100 customers yet because you've been in business for 2 years, you have like 80 customers and you know, your program was $5,000. So whatever 80 times 5,000 is, it's a lot of money. I'm looking right now, 80 times 5,000, and that's like $400,000 in revenue. All right, there we go. You know, so maybe you have a recurring membership too on top of that. So the individual customer count isn't so great, though your business is rocking it. Okay, well, do you have a large email list? Maybe 600 to 800 people minimum? If you do, then that email list becomes the next most valuable audience to you. Now, what if your email list is small? What if your customers isn't where Facebook needs it to be to upload an audience and do this thing that I'm going to tell you in the next steps that gives you a really cool audience to target ads at? Well, do you have a strong Instagram game or Facebook game? As in, are there lots of followers on those accounts? You got 10,000 followers there? 30,000, 40,000, over 100,000 followers? In that case, that becomes a valuable audience. Now, what if you have a strong website presence, like you are a writer or you have writers on your team and you're cranking out blogs and maybe you already make money from Google, from advertising, like Mediavine, you know, because you have so many page visits to your website. Well, then that is a valuable audience and you want to use that. So what am I talking about when I say use these valuable audiences? Well, this is where you need to start. I am a Facebook ad manager. I work with new clients all the time. And though they are not new to business, when I look at their ad accounts, I'm like, my gosh, how have you not been targeting these audiences? Yes, targeting an interest-based audience is good, but why only target an audience based off their interests when you can get a lot more laser focused with the people that you are reaching with the offer that can serve them the best? Your offer. Here's what I mean. Take any of those valuable audiences that I just shared, your customer purchase email, your customer email list, your general email list, your website visitors, your social media followers, right? Take those lists. If it's an email list, upload that email list to Facebook and say, Facebook, here's my email list. Now give me an audience of another 2 million people or 1.5 million people. The size of the audience depends on the size of your list. And Facebook says, right away, we know about 52,000 data points on each person on your email list. We're going to look at that email list and say, okay, of the email list that you gave us, how many of those people can we match to real live Facebook users? So they don't know data points on each person of your email list. Facebook Meta has 52,000 data points on every Meta or Facebook user. Okay. You're going to upload your list. And this is actually completely ethical. Let me get to that in a moment. You're going to upload your email list to Facebook or Meta, whatever you want to call it. I still like to say Facebook because of the good old days and nostalgia. Then Facebook will say, okay, you might have uploaded 1,000 people. We're going to match those email addresses and names to Facebook accounts as best as they can. Now, maybe they'll get between 40% and 60% of your email addresses and names matched to true Facebook accounts. That's the range, which is why we usually in Facebook Ad Manager world say that you need between 600 and 800 people on your email list before uploading it becomes effective. Okay, so now they've matched up your email list names and emails to Facebook ad accounts, and then they say, great, now we're going to make a lookalike audience for you, as long as you click the lookalike audience, create lookalike audience blue button. And they'll say, we're going to give you 2 million people, the top 1% of Facebook users, right, that have the same attributes as the people who we matched Facebook accounts to from your email list. And that is a lookalike audience. And it is very powerful because do you think that if you had a good number of people who bought from you, then showing your ads to more people who are similar to them would give you a higher chance of finding more people who are likely to buy from you? I think so. I've tested it. I've done this for Facebook ads clients of mine. Do you think that if you have a strong blog presence, that building a lookalike audience of more people who are similar to the people that have spent the most time on your website, here's a little tidbit. Well, do you think that those kind of people would be great people to show your lead magnet ads to? Okay, now here's that tidbit, right? You can build a lookalike audience off of the people who have visited your website, but Facebook actually gives you three cooler options. Well, there are levels of options that are slightly better. And you can take advantage of these options if you have a lot more website traffic. So as I go into my Facebook account, and if you are not watching the YouTube channel, click in the show notes below over to the YouTube channel. Subscribe, please. It does help. It's a vanity metric. I know subscribers, but thank you for subscribing. What's more important for you is that you can see what I'm doing right now. And what I'm doing is coming into my ad account and clicking on audiences. And once the audiences show up, I'm going to create an audience by clicking on the blue button that says create an audience and create a custom audience. And now there's a window in the middle of my screen and I'm clicking the first source, which is website. And then I go to next. And here I can see, here's the tip. Super beneficial for you if you have lots of website visitors. Not all website visitors are created igual. Igual is like in Spanish for equal, I think. So I live in Mexico, by the way. Now back to what I was getting at is instead of all website visitors, see this third option? Now that I've clicked on the events field where it says all website visitors, I can choose visitors by time spent. Ooh, now that's cool. So now to the right, I see percentiles. Do I want the top 25% of people who have spent the longest amount of time on my website? Do I want to build an audience of the top 10% or the top 5% of people who have spent the longest time on my website? Now, what does this mean? If you have a website, which I know you do because you're listening to this podcast episode, whether it's a free one like Wix or Squarespace, are those even free? I'm not sure. I have a Squarespace website. Can't remember if I pay for it. Or you're using WordPress, something like a web bounce. Does that sound familiar to you? As in somebody, or a bounce rate, somebody comes to your website, they don't see anything, they bounce off. Like that's like lots of people, right? So now if you're going to retarget everyone that visits your website, that includes the whole group of people who go to your website, including the ones who just go there and then leave because they decide that there's nothing for them right away, or because they saw a squirrel or a cool cat video on YouTube. And you don't necessarily want to target all of those people or retarget all of those people or build an audience like we're talking about in this episode, a lookalike audience of more people that could be similar to those bouncer offers, right? So funny word, but we're going with it. So what you do is maybe you target the top 25% of people that have spent the most time on your website. Now you're targeting people who have expressed more interest in your website because they haven't left so quickly. And the logic goes then that if you build a lookalike audience of them that is now 2 million people strong, those 2 million people share more similarities with people who were more interested in your website. Cool little tidbit. And now you understand a bit about lookalike audiences. It's the same with your Instagram followers and Facebook followers. Build a lookalike audience based off of those followers. Now, did you know that you can choose different types of lookalike audiences based off of your Instagram followers? For example, you can choose just people that have interacted with your ads. You can choose people that have interacted with your professional or your Instagram account. I believe that some of the people who express the highest intent to engage with your brand and possibly you can deduce that they would be the most likely to do business with you are people that DM you, not the spammers, but people that DM you questions, you know, that you've responded to, or people that leave comments on your Instagram posts. And if you have a large enough Instagram following, then I recommend you test those lookalike audiences. Build a lookalike audience of the people who have commented on your Instagram posts, or build a lookalike audience of the people who have DM'd you on Instagram, and then test it. See if your cost per lead is better to your lead magnet. See if your revenue, your return on ad spend, as in you give Facebook a dollar and it gives you how many dollars back, is higher with these audiences. Until the next episode, take care and be blessed. Bye.